And a very good Thursday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side producing things for us. And today, health is the focus of In Focus. We'll be talking Ascension via Christi Hospital here in the first half of the show, Pawnee Mental Health later on. So we're kind of taking two different approaches here at health, both mental health and physical health. Ascension via Christi Hospital President Bob Koppel leads things off with us here today. Good to have you back on the show.
Oh, good to be here, Brandon.
Yeah, I know lots of stuff going on here at the hospital right now. I don't hear for you guys necessarily, but you've been doing a lot of different activities, right?
Yeah, actually, October tends to be a very busy time, both for community activities and then also for us just with our own team at the hospital. You know, specifically, I think about October, we usually celebrate our service awards. And so we just did it a couple weeks ago, and I think couple of unique situations. We actually celebrated a coworker who's been a nurse in our facility, in our organization since 1969. She got her 50-year award.
Wow.
And I've seen that, I think, one other time in my career. And I think it just, to me, is just kind of amazing. And it's also, here's a person who works 12-hour shifts, and she's continuing working. And so just pretty, really neat story. I think Jean's done a great job taking care of patients for 50 years, and she's not stopping. And so that's just really cool, I think, to see that in a, you know, quite honestly, in a society where a lot of us move around for work. Right. And to see people stay and be that dedicated is really cool.
Especially in this industry. I know there's a lot of folks who become nurses or they become doctors, and it can be challenging. It's a stressful job.
Well, I mean, I think there's certainly stress. There's just opportunities, too. People with healthcare background, you can just take a career in a number of different directions. And, you know, we're real blessed that we have some folks who say, no, you know, I want to keep taking care of patients. We see that too. We've got, you know, members of the medical staff in the community that have been practicing for 30, 35, even up to 40 years. And again, and that's a little bit of, you know, a curiosity anymore, because a lot of people, again, they're moving, they're making changes. And it is really neat that we've got folks who are that committed.
Yeah, absolutely. 50 years is definitely certainly something to be proud of. I can't imagine working someplace for 50 years. That'd be. I know Dave's been here at the radio station for God knows how long, 29 years, something like that, on and off. But yeah, interesting. Well, that's a cool thing to highlight. Any other good news to share?
You know, I think just so as a community. When I got here back in 2016, a lot of attention to the need for primary care. And across the community, I think we've – and this is a bunch of different parties – but have successfully recruited, I believe, 8 new primary care physicians to the community. And this is key. One, we also knew that we were going to have some retirements. And we've had 3 of our primary care physicians in the community retire this year. We know that we have others who are going to be over the next couple of years. And so is that's just a key and I think a big success – to be able to attract that many new physicians to the community at a time when it's getting increasingly difficult to recruit physicians, that we do have a national physician shortage, but to kind of get ahead of, you know, what we knew was kind of coming with the retirement curve. And you also have this happening in 4 or 5 different groups who are actually have been doing the recruiting and had the success. And so that's also good to see that we've just got that many folks who are – have this kind of on their list of things that are important and are priority and putting resources into that to make that happen. Because I think that's just – so that's a success just from a community perspective, I think. At the hospital, we've actually recruited another 2 hospitalists this summer. So we have both Dr. Kinney and Dr. Pertura who've started here in the last, you know, 3 or 4 months. And the key or the success there too is that these are folks who live in our community. They work in our community. They're going to buy homes, et cetera. But also it's creates consistency for the rest of the physicians in the community that we don't have locum or traveling physicians, if you will, taking shifts. And they know who they're talking to. They can build those relationships. They can build those referral relationships. And so a lot of that just it's about creating stability and it's creating some consistency. So, I mean, from a physician standpoint, I think that's just huge. From us, I think always a big concern about where we are from a staffing perspective in the community. And that, again, is actually – we've actually seen success with that, I think, as well over the last, say, 4 or 5 months, actually. Definitely we're in a different place than we were 6 months ago with a number of folks who are available to work shifts and take care of patients. And this is kind of across the board. And I actually am hearing some of that same feedback from some of the practices in town too. because it's we kind of all have to have the workforce that we need to play our part in taking care of people. So it's just important that I think that, you know, we're seeing again just the increased number of patients we're able to keep in town. We're able to, and I think just kind of through the continuum, we're able to do that better across the community. So that, again, to us, that's success. That's certainly been a priority for us and continues to be a priority, I think, going forward from both a physician recruitment perspective, but also to make sure that we've got adequate staff.
Hmm. And adequate staff is key because that really cuts down on wait times if you've got a full staff.
Well, yeah, wait times and just accessibility and being able to get people in. I mean, that's – and again, it all depends, you know, what people's needs are. And are we talking about getting to your physician office? Are you talking about getting to the emergency room or the hospital itself? It's all – every piece of that is important, actually.
What would you say is the most crucial need you have from a recruiting standpoint at this point for the hospital?
You know, actually, it's getting candidates for niche type roles. So things like respiratory therapy, sleep techs, certain lab roles, because there's a lot of different modalities or types of things that you need to know. The same with imaging. And it's a very specific skill set to do an MRI versus to do nuclear medicine or ultrasound or things like that. So it's actually some of those kind of niche roles where you may only have one or two people that do that job for our organization, but they're the ones that are oftentimes the most difficult to find and attract to the Manhattan area community. Just as it's difficult to – I mean, you can talk to somebody in Topeka or wherever. Everybody has difficulty, for example, finding ultrasound techs. Mm-hmm. And it's just how do you – when you're graduating so few people from our educational programs, how do you attract those one or two folks to come to you, come to this community? And so, I mean, I think that's certainly – you know, I think everybody, quite honestly, everybody always thinks about healthcare and they think about doctors and nurses, and it's incredibly, incredibly important. And our biggest numbers of people, too. I mean, we have over 200 nurses that work for us at the hospital. It's oftentimes these little, I need one person to do this, two people to do that. That's actually kind of the more difficult things to fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the specialist roles primarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's interesting you say that because I remember when my wife gave birth a couple years ago, and it wasn't here, it was in Emporia, but. Had to wait on an anesthesiologist to get there, you know, and she ended up having that baby without the epidural. And kudos to her for doing that. But, you know, that's something we never thought about that, you just think when you go to the hospital, it's going to be fine. You're going to get your epidural, no problem. But you may have to wait sometimes.
Well, you know, I think, again, too, it's all, you know, every community, every facility is a little different. So we're like, so Manhattan's really blessed in certain categories. So, for example, like we just talked, we were able to recruit all the primary care. For the most part, we have very solid, very consistent or accessible, you know, in your case, anesthesia. That has not tended to be a problem for us. Actually, I just talked with one of the anesthesia group leaders about a month ago, and they've had some folks either retire or move or whatever, but they've been pretty successful, actually, in being able to recruit people here to Manhattan. And part of that's the reputation of their group. Part of that is you got to find people who want to be here, just like everything else. And they've been able to do that pretty, I would say, very successfully, actually. And the same with the group that cares for our OB patients. They have also been able to be a very stable group, keep folks here, and when they've needed to attract people here. But it is just a huge puzzle, if you will, of, you know, because we're mainly a community of independent practices. And so you've got lots of different groups all have to kind of do their own thing, find their own people, backfill their own issues, have their own succession plans, if you will. And it's, for the most part, that's actually been okay. I think that's just a challenge. Probably a challenge going forward is continuing to be successful across all, across all fronts when everybody has their own concerns and issues and priorities. That's just going to be one of our continuing challenges here in Manhattan.
We're talking with Bob Koppel. He's the president of Ascension Via Christi Hospital here in Manhattan. Any other activities here you want to highlight real fast?
I think one of the things we've had some discussion on recently is just looking at our robotic surgery program. And I think – I can't remember if we ever talked about that before, but – we actually started doing robotic surgery here in Manhattan, Kansas in 2012. And about 2 weeks ago, I was having a conversation with someone from outside of our community, and he says, "You guys do robotic surgery in Manhattan, Kansas?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, actually, we've been doing it since 2012. It was launched by some of our independent general surgeons and urology surgeons. They've actually been very dedicated, got their own training, you know, went through this whole process. And we have both an XI and an X robot that's kind of the model of the technology, if you will." And the guy was just amazed that in Manhattan, Kansas, he said, "You got an XI robot?" I said, "Well, yeah." But it's because we actually do more robotic surgery here in Manhattan than almost some of the teaching hospitals here in the state. And this is all due to the physicians. This is their interest and abilities, obviously, but also they're wanting to deploy that technology. Because for patients, you know, the research is showing that you're going to have a shorter length of stay. You're going to actually have less pain after surgery for certain procedures. And there is no bump to the physician for doing robotic surgery. They get nothing special or extra for that. The hospital gets nothing extra or special for that. And it's actually more expensive to do robotic surgery. But the outcome for the patient and the recovery time is actually immeasurably better. We've actually done emergent robotic surgeries on nights and weekends here, and we're probably maybe a handful of hospitals in the entire state that will do an emergent robotic surgery. And that is, again, it's our physicians in anesthesia, but that's also our team, our OR team, where we've got folks who are capable of, you know, dropping in at 1 in the morning, firing things up and let's go and doing a case like that robotically. So things like that, I mean, I do think are just really cool. I think people in the community probably don't have an appreciation, one, for the number of pieces to that to make that work, but also the fact that we're doing some things that are very contemporary, very out there, you know, ahead of a lot of other facilities and certainly in our own state. So
interesting. Well, that's really cool. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back more with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President, when we return on In Focus. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.